Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all love a good video game. They're a great escape from reality and allow us to forget about any problems we may have in our real lives. And this is lovely, why they exist to begin with. Which is why when they try to disrupt this entertainment, it's only right we get a bit annoyed. Sometimes a game completely loses its way in terms of plot, leaving us sat there scratching our heads going, "The hell is this? I don't have to think when I have a controller in my hand. I just want explosions. And one-liners, sometimes to play multiplayer. A complicated and stupid plot is never high on my list. I'm Simon. And from WhatCulture.com, this is 10 video game plots nobody fully understands. Number 10, Assassin's Creed. Aside from being one big ball of disappointment anyway, Assassin's Creed doesn't make any sense when we start talking about the story. The first entry was simple enough with Altair, but even then the Desmond and Animus stuff was a bit weird, but you could kind of ignore it. Then Ezio popped up in 2 and for some reason forgot he was an assassin and didn't kill that guy Rodrigo. Then there's Minerva and the precursors, some ancient so-and-sos, Desmond learning about a flare that's going to destroy Earth, which triggered Assassin's Creed 3, which in turn released some nutjob called Juno that killed Desmond. Then you're in the Great Pirate Age looking for a sage who's also a precursor, or something. Why can't we just kill people? You know, given that the game is called Assassin's Creed. Utter nonsense. Number 9, Dark Souls and Bloodborne. We're not gonna get into what I think of the Souls games or Bloodborne, but a lot of people like them and that's fine. But surely no one is a fan of the plot, or at least the way it's presented. With very little actual exposition in the games, it's pretty much up to you to figure out what the hell is going on. There's snippets of them all over the place, but even then it's not like they're easy to come by, and when you do discover them, it's well hard to make any sense of. How hard do we really need these games to be? You literally have to pore over every tiny detail and then make up your own mind. It's a nightmare from start to finish. Number 8, Indigo Prophecy. Or Fahrenheit if you live in Europe, David Cage's second game is really good, but also gibberish. The weird thing is, it's not a first. Part 1 is actually a very well-told tale, but Part 2 throws sense out the window to be all over the top and ghostly for no reason whatsoever. It goes from realistic to nonsense so fast, you'll think you're playing a different game. All of a sudden, you're fighting a mystical cult and some child who's well mad at you. Then there's an ancient mind flying around which you fight on a roof. Then a spirit has sex with a human. Genuinely. By the end of it, you'll feel like you've smoked a load of drugs. It is utterly bizarre. Number 7, Bioshock Infinite. Either a masterpiece or a misstep, depending what side of the coin you fall on, the one area most agree on is that the plot is hard to understand. There's a lot of talk about multiverses, quantum mechanics, time, space, infinite realities, Mario saves the princess, this isn't. Just to add to that, Infinite also introduces a universe where Germany won World War II, as well as one where you changed the order in which you put your shoes on. That's quite the shift in terms of importance. It leads to some truly confusing circumstances as you try and keep up with it, and the ending is even stranger. You'll question if you're even playing a game. Then there's a bunch of audio logs you probably need to hear, but you have to hunt them down first so it's impossible to grasp. Multiple playthroughs are a must here, and even then, just so many questions. Number 6, The Legacy of Kain. On the surface, The Legacy of Kain makes sense. A vampire lord wants to restore his destiny so he can save the world. Alright, cool. Onwards we go. But that's where the issues arise. Given the subject matter, there are a lot of demons and other creatures hanging around, including things that usually attach themselves to this genre. So that's time travel, paradoxes, memory loss, and resurrections. And there's an ongoing debate about free will versus destiny. Right. Before the credits roll, this is more of a lecture on philosophy than a form of entertainment, and it kind of gives you a test at the end as well. Makes you feel a bit stupid. It's not what we wanted. Number 5, Final Fantasy 13 and its sequels. To be honest, none of the Final Fantasy games make any sense, but 13 and its follow-ups go one step further entirely. Rather than build up a narrative, it throws you right in the deep end with a story that makes no sense, to the point you need a crazy amount of knowledge of the universe, otherwise you'll soon be left behind. Even when 13 2013's original plot takes over, it's not clear, as allies come and go, as well as realities. And then there's time travel and dimension hopping. There's just too much to take in, and Square Enix never really links these together well. Very daring, but also exceptionally daunting, and it's all just so difficult to understand. You'd be better off ignoring it and thinking about a duck swimming around instead. Number 4, Chrono Cross. The sequel to Chrono Trigger, one of the best games ever made, Chrono Cross never really hit the same heights, and a large reason for this is because its plot is stupid. Aside from yet more alternate realities and dimensions, it's over 40 playable characters. 40! That's too many. Some aren't even relevant to the story, but yet still have subplots worked in, and trying to keep on top of what's happening is a game in itself. Just imagine all of that, and then switching viewpoints at a moment's notice. You'll have no clue who you are, let alone what's going on. It's like this from start to finish, and if you make it to the end, you're left scratching your head in bewilderment. Number 3, the Xenosaga series. You know what happens at the start of Xenosaga? It turns out humans have lost the Earth. Yep. Lost it. As in, they cannot find it. Like an idiot walking around a car park looking for their vehicle. From there, forget about it. You're introduced to a robot that is both good and evil, a bunch of aliens who want to kill the human race but don't have a reason, a scientist that breeds artificial humans, and something I think is RoboCop. But I don't know. There's basically enough stories here to cover 100 games, yet it's all crammed into one franchise. You've got to appreciate the effort. That doesn't mean it's easy to figure out, because it's not. Number 2, the Metal Gear series. For as talented as Hideo Kojima is, he's also a big fan of telling a nut story. The first Metal Gear Solid kinda made sense, but since then, my gosh. As well as constant names and scenarios being inserted into the mix, Metal Gear Solid 2 even tricked you, the player, by making your players Raiden instead of Snake. Then there were the Patriots, then Ghosts, and Supernatural Soldiers, and Nuclear Warfare, and about 500 different villains, and giant robots stomping around for some reason. You'd need to take notes to keep up with it all. I don't even think Kojima knows what's going on now, probably why he left the franchise. He just made it up as he went along. It's not like Metal Gear Solid 5 helps either. That just made the whole thing worse. I think it was a prequel, but I don't know. Number 1, the Kingdom Hearts series. Tetsuya Nomura, the creator of Kingdom Hearts, has gone on record as saying the most important part of the story is surprising people. And apparently you do that by just making stuff up. There are so many twists and turns throughout, you'll be distracted constantly. They get so bad that when the story evolves as expected, that's then a surprise in itself. You're always on your toes waiting for the next revelation, be that an evil version of a character, a clone, or someone that isn't who they say they are. Nothing is ever as it seems, meaning you always have to be ready to figure out what the truth actually is. And just as you do that, it's on to the next one. It's just too much and you'll be exhausted by the end of it. I've no idea who could pick this up without starting from the first Kingdom Hearts game. Proper madness.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.